grinding in the prison house, and we're blind. And it's a really bad place to be. It's not fun. And it's that point where we realize how bad we've really been, but we're sitting there just dealing with it because the devil's pushing us down. So as a writer by the name of Alfred Edersheim said once, he says, "The whole misery of Samson arose from this. He appropriated to himself what God had done through him." So God allows his strength to be destroyed so that in bitter experience he might learn how without God's presence he was nothing at all. And so our falls always teach us best. But as ever, sin proves the hardest taskmaster, making us grind in the prison house. But yet, when we're in that fallen condition, suddenly we can look and we can say, yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard to be prideful when you're chained to a wheel, spinning in circles, grinding grain like an ox really ought to be. It's kind of hard to have pride. And so finally, we get slapped upside the head. Sin follows its course, and we realize, okay, yeah, I've been kind of an idiot for a while. And I sort of fell. Yeah. Yeah. And so then we can learn that our pride is no good. Yeah. That maybe the things that we were dabbling with really were stronger than we thought they were, and we didn't really realize that we weren't strong enough to handle it and that we shouldn't have even had that in the first place. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
So Brother Branham says, Samson stood there looking over his error, looking at what he had been done. In his inner conscience that he had failed God, he had failed God's people. And there he stood as an example, thinking back to what he was, thinking now what he was. And when he did that, he cried out, oh, if the church tonight would stand still a minute and look back to the day of Pentecost, look back to where we started from, and realize that the condition that our creeds and fussing has got us into. Cry out again. Samson cried, Lord God, revenge my two eyes. If we could cry out that same penitent cry, Lord God, these things have guided me blind all these times. He knew there was a price to pay, and you know it now. And what was that price that Samson had to pay? What was that price that Samson had to pay? He knew what was going to happen if his prayer was answered. When Samson prayed, Lord, just once more. He knew that if God answered that prayer as his arms are on those pillars and he's about to bring the house down and he says, Lord God, just once more. He knows what's going to happen to him. He knows that he's going to die with his enemies.
Amen.
But yet he's willing to pray that prayer. And so we have to ask ourselves, is that price worth it? To be free from grinding in the prison house. Is that price worth it? To sit there knowing when I push these and the presence of God comes and gives me the strength to throw these pillars out, my enemy's going to be crushed, but I will lose my own life. I'll lose Delilah, that thing, that whatever it was that we've been keeping the blinders on. I'll lose that. What do I do? Are you willing to lose it? See, Samson knew the price he was going to pay. And before you can come to that same spot, you're going to have to know what price you're going to have to pay. And that's going to be the price of dying to self.
Amen.
Dying to me. I'm going to need to get rid of all of me. Are you willing to pay that price? Hey, it's not easy. Samson pushed those pillars away and, man, the big rocks fell. That's not fun. Sometimes dying to sin isn't fun. All the time, dying to sin isn't fun. A new birth, Brother Branham says, it's a mess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a mess. But yet it's a place that we've got to get through. We've got to go through that.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Amen?
He knew the cost of his redemption, death to himself. You know, there was time, and we'll just be honest, I'll just tell the story. That in 2010... I preached one time, one weekend of services in 2010 that I preached. And you think, well, brother, what was the deal? Well, it's because I had my own time. I just, you know, sometimes we just take our foot off the gas pedal, you know, and we just begin, I'm doing pretty good, and, you know, I'm tired. Just want to relax for a little while. So I did. And so, you know, at that time, and I, you know, it's not like I was living in sin or something, but at the time, someone close to me had just been like, oh, yeah, I've been watching this TV show, and it's, you know, it's, oh, it's really funny. It's, okay, that's nice. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I sure hope you love your sin. TV show. So, I'm going to check this out. I mean, this can't be that great, and I bet you there's going to be all kinds of junk in this, and I mean, that just, you know, what are they thinking?
Right.
Yeah, so, you don't have to have a TV in your house. I'm not even just, you know, I mean, you got the internet.
You're preaching.
It's the thing called Hulu. Everybody laughs because they know what it is, see? Yeah, yeah. Nobody's ignorant of Satan's devices in this church. That's good. Okay.
Preach.
Wow. That was a great line. So anyway, I decide I'm going to check this out. This can't be good. I'm just going to watch one, and you know what I found? It was hilarious. And it wasn't all that bad. I mean, really, I guess it's not. Yeah, it's not too bad, you know. And the funny thing about television shows and things of the world and the things that the devil wants to trap us into is, you know, at the 30 minutes go by and you're like, oh, that was great, that was funny, and wait a minute, no, it didn't end. Preview for next week, no, I just go ahead and end the story so I can be done. Yeah, they want you to come back next week to show you the commercials. This is how this is designed, and Satan wants you to keep coming back and coming back. And coming back. He never wants to actually satisfy you. He just wants you to think you're satisfied. Okay? So you keep coming back and coming back to whatever that sin is in your life. And because you just, I got to finish the story. And so you find yourself just kind of trapped and you begin to enjoy this. And after a while, you're sitting there going, this is really dumb. I got to stop. I got to stop. I know this is bad. I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop after this one. Yeah, everybody's laughing because they've been there.
Good preaching.
Okay, so then you're like, no, this is, I just, I'm a preacher. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, preachers aren't supposed to do this kind of thing. We preach against these things, you know. And so, okay, I'm done. I'm done, but I'm going to read the recap so at least I can finish the story because I need to know what happens. And then, oh, that actually, maybe that one doesn't sound too bad. And you see what I'm saying? It doesn't end. It's going to draw you and draw you. And if you dabble with it, it's going to take you to the grinding house. It just is going to. There's only one way to get rid of sin in your life. Push the pillars out. Let the bricks fall. You make the decision, you know the price, you know what's going to cost, grow up, say, Lord, once more, push the pillars out. It's not hard, I mean, it's not easy, but at the same time, it's not hard. Just make the decision and do it. Because you know it needs to be done. Amen?
Amen.
So when it's time to kill sin, just kill it. You know, I had a brother I was counseling with a little bit, and he's just like, I just can't let go of these things, and there's this, and there's this, and, you know, this girl, and I'm like, brother, you got to let go. How do you, okay, that's easy to say, brother, how do you let go? And I said, well, you know, brother, it's like this bottle. Right? And that's letting go, right? It's so profound, Brother Trevor. That is to say, there's no trick to it. There's no science to it. There's no things that make it easier. There's no, you just, muscles, release.
Hallelujah.
You just have to make the decision.
Yeah, amen.
Amen?
Glory.
So, we need to make that decision And it's time for us to be mature believers and make those decisions in our lives that I am going to let go. I'm going to kill that in my life. I'm not going to dabble with it. I'm not going to try to limp it along. I'm not going to try to, you know, wean myself off slowly so that I don't have... No, I'm just going to kill it.
Amen.
Push the pillars out.
Amen.
So, but what was wonderful is that we can look and say, okay, so when was Samson's greatest victory? Does anybody know? It was in his death. Yeah. What other event in his life did his greatest victory happen after? It was after his greatest fall. He had his greatest victory. So we know we can look up. Our redemption draweth nigh. We know that we can have a great victory again, even after the fall.
Amen.
And that's where Satan's lies begin to come in just a little bit. And we can see that, you know, Satan will try to lie to us and try to keep us pushed down. And he'll try to say, no, you've fallen too far. Grace can't get that far. Yes, it can.
Amen.
Don't ever cheapen the grace and love of God. Are you trying to tell me that you think your sin is stronger than God? No, it's not. God's love and grace is stronger than any sin you think you can find yourself into. Don't let the devil lie to you to keep you down and tell you that, because it's not true. You cheapen the grace of God when you do that. But another thing that the devil likes to do is he tries to use, you know, message things against us. He tries to use scriptures against us because he knows, you know, I mean, he's not going to use Oprah against us. It's just not going to work. So, you know, he's got to have something that's going to work. So he uses our own message against us. And many times that comes in the form of the doctrine of predestination.
Come on, preacher.
And so he says, because obviously you know that if you're not predestinated, you're not going to make it, right? Everybody know that?
Come on now.
He says, Christ's mystery of God revealed. The only way you'll know him today, only way you'll get threefold revelation of God is for the Holy Ghost. The only way it can ever be is you're predestinated to see it. If you don't, you'll never see it.
Right.
And then we get in this fallen condition, and the devil is just like, you're obviously just not predestinated.
Right.
So you'll just never see. I mean, there's no point in trying.
Right.
I mean, if you were predestinated, maybe you might as well try, I guess. But... you're just, I mean, look at you. Predestinated son of God. That's a good one. Except for the next quote, Brother Branham says, God never just said, I'll choose this one, choose that one, but he knew by his reason he could predestinate is because he's infinite. He's infinite, therefore he knowed everything. He knew the end. He could tell us from the beginning. He's God. If he can't do that, he's not God.
Right, man.
So the reason that God can predestinate is because you made a choice. Because God knew what choice you would make, so he could predestinate you. So
that's
he could elect
right.
you.
That's right.
Amen. But it's based upon his foreknowledge of your choice.
Amen.
So if you're down there in the prison house grinding and Satan's like, well, you don't even have the right desires. You're not predestinated. Ha! Okay. Okay, fine, devil. But you know what? I'm going to choose him.
Amen.
And that's the act that God predestinates
Amen.
You by.
Amen.
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 It's based upon your choice. So if you make that choice and you make that decision, I'm pushing these pillars. I'm pushing these pillars. Don't let anybody tell you you're not predestinated. Especially the devil and those little doubting thingies. You just like, well, maybe I just, you know. Because Satan's going to use the scripture, 1 John 2:15. If any love the world or the things of the world, the love of God's not even in him. And obviously, Samson, you love Delilah, and she's a worldly woman, and you don't love God.
Come on.
Right.
Has anybody ever had that thought?
Yeah.
Man, this Delilah in my life, whatever it is, and I wish I could get rid of this, but I don't seem to be able to. And apparently I love it. And so I guess the love of the Lord's not even in me. And I just can't flip the love switch on, you know? I mean, how does this work anyway? How do I just, if I don't love God, how do I just start loving God? I mean, I guess I want to. And our mind begins this battle because, you know, that's where the battlefield is in our mind. But it's not about where our mind is so much. It's not about where our flesh is, but it's about where our soul is. whether we've chosen faith or doubt. Amen? You are a three-ring person. I know you're a well-taught church that you've talked about the body and the spirit and the soul and where our emotions and our reasonings and our intelligence happens in that spiritual realm. And that's where the battle is. But it's in our soul that's our actual desires. And when you're sitting there having this conversation, well, do I love God or don't I? I wish I would stop doing that. Well, with what part of you do you wish you would stop doing that? Obviously, it's not your flesh, and your spirit can't figure it out. So if that's that, if there's something there, that obviously means it's in your soul. And that's what he's talking about. If you don't even desire God in your soul, the love of God's not even in you. If all you desire is the world and want to do the things of the world, he says, fine, enjoy yourself.
Hallelujah. Come on. Yes, sir.
And you just take yourself to hell. He doesn't have to send you. Because you're walking there in utter defiance of God. But I know that that's not the case with us here.
Yes.
I hope it's not.
Yes.
That there's something in us crying out, no, I don't want that.
Yes.
I don't want these things. I don't want to be Samson grinding in the prison house. I want to change.
Glory.
That proves right there that you have a speck of the love of God in your heart.
Glory.
Amen. Brother Branham says, as long as you're in this life, you're going to be sticky and have a carnal nature that's going to bother you as long as you live. But the inside of you, you're born again.
Amen.
So you can have a sticky flesh. You can have a flesh that gets kind of trapped into watch a TV show and every now and then. And that doesn't excuse it. We don't use, grace, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? We don't do that. But you're going to have a sticky flesh that's going to pull you away from time to time.
Yeah.
That's going to want to take its foot off the gas pedal and say, I'm tired. I'm a little discouraged. And I just forget this. I can't keep this pace up anymore. And the flesh wants to do that. But inside, you're sitting there going, no, I know that's not good. What's that inside? Inside of you, you're born again. So we can take courage. Amen? He says, the devil will punch at you, and he'll say everything to you and accuse you and try to make you think that you're not. But don't you listen to him. Now, you know you've passed from death unto life. You know the things that you once loved, you don't know, love no more. You know that you've believed every word of God. And that's where it's at, right? It's our belief in the word of God. I've had conversations with people that have kind of went something like this. It's just like, I don't know, Brother Trevor, what to do. I'm having such a hard time. I'm struggling with this and I'm struggling with that. And I don't know, I guess. And this is exactly what, maybe I'm not predestinated or, I guess if I love the world, I just obviously don't love God. And it's like, let's stop for just a moment and just let me ask you. If this is the way you're feeling, maybe you don't have the Holy Ghost. Well, Brother Trevor, no, you don't understand. See, you don't understand. I was there, and I had this experience with God and you can't tell. I'm not telling you that, but I'm just asking. No. Something happened to me. I'm different. What'd you just say? Listen to yourself for just a moment. And if you've had that experience and something is different in you, then we can work with that. Then there's something. If you're just sitting there going, I don't know. I don't have any real reason to believe I do. Well, okay. Altar right here.
Anytime.
God wants to give it to you more than you want to receive it.
Yeah.
Take a pipe 30 miles wide and a mile high, and that's put a bunch of water on it, funnel it down to your back, that much pressure, that's how bad God wants to give you the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He wants to give it to you. Amen?
Yes.
We got to stop this. Maybe I don't. No, we've got to figure it out. And we've got to know, we've got to be rooted and established in this faith. Not wishy-washy from pillar to post. But we've got to be, make our calling and our election sure. And we don't want to allow the devil to just keep lying to us. If we've believed every word of God, that's the Holy Ghost right there. Now, we're not using that as an excuse going, I believe this. Yeah, obviously I have the Holy Ghost, I believe the word, right? Well, a lot of people use that as an excuse. So we can't use it as an excuse, but when you come down to it and push comes to shove and you're going, I just believe this. I can't help myself. Maybe I'm not living it right now, but I can't help but just, this is truth. Yet worldly people don't do that. Amen. There's a difference there. Amen. Amen. Praise God for that. Amen. So, you know, let's look just real quick, and I know it's getting late, but I want to look at the difference between a glorified body and a spirit-filled body. See, one day we're going to have a rapture, and we're going to have a body change.
Yeah.
And we're going to go into a glorified body. We're going to have 3.5 years in the marriage supper, and we're going to come back here, and it's going to be a millennium, and we're going to be in a glorified body.
Come on.
And in that glorified body, there will be no sin. See, Brother Branham tells us that millennium is going to happen here on the earth, and that Satan's going to be bound. But he says he's going to be bound by chains of circumstance. And it's not log chains. It's not, you know, he's put in some prison behind bars and can't get to us. It's that, you know, we'll be walking along, and Satan will be there going, "Hey, how you guys doing? How about sinning today?" And we're going to be like, "What, huh? What are you? No. You're stupid. Get away." Because he'll have nothing to work with in our lives. We're going to just hate him. It's like, this guy still? Man, we fought with you long enough. I've been changed. I've been reborn. Right? We're going to be in a glorified body, and it's going to be wonderful. There won't be the capacity to sin like we have now. But that's the millennium. That's not now. And so many times we think, well, I got to be perfect. If I'm going to be a Christian, then obviously I won't fall into sin ever. No, that's not the case. Flesh. The devil has something he can work with right now. He's not bound by chains of circumstance now. So you're walking by and the devil's like, "Hey, how about sin?" And you're thinking, no, because of the flesh, not because of your soul. That's why it's good to just look for a moment at the contrast, what a glorified body is and what a spirit-filled body is. Because you can have the Holy Spirit in your life, be baptized with His Holy Ghost, but you're never going to get rid of this sticky flesh as long as you're in this life, is what our prophet said. So just because you're having problems, just because you're falling from time to time, check your desire. If your desire's right, take courage. Just get down and say, "Lord, free me. I'm sorry." Don't just say, "Hey, Lord, honor me now in front of my people." No. Forget about your honor and just look for His glory. Amen?
Amen.
So, let's just see here. Oh, I want to talk this one real quick right here. You say, "Well, Brother Trevor, that's nice, but you don't realize the doubts that I have. You don't realize sometimes I've sat there and thought, is this even real? Is this message thing even good? Maybe it's just not even anything." Have you ever thought that? Probably nobody really wants to raise their hands.
Come on.
I've thought it.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just be honest, church. I mean, I've thought it. Man, yeah. Guess I don't have it. I doubt it. No, that's your mind.
Amen.
That's not your soul. That's why we got to understand the difference of what's going on in our own bodies, okay? So we can look at John the Baptist because this is a perfect illustration. John the Baptist, here comes the Lamb of God to him.
Right.
And he tells his disciples, "There he is. There's the Lamb of God."
Exactly right.
And he baptizes him.
Right.
And the Spirit descends and, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." And John saw the light. He heard the voice. He baptized the man.
Amen.
And then he gets put into prison.
Right.
And he's like, "You know, guys, I hate to ask you this, but can you go to Jesus for me and ask him a question?"
"Yes, sir."
"Are you he?"
"Yes."
you, the light, the dove, the... "Are you he?"
"What happened?"
Hey, this is a prophet of God here.
Yes!
Just after this event, Jesus is saying there wasn't another man born of women greater than John the Baptist.
That's right.
Didn't Jesus know why those men came to him, though? Because he was doubting. He wasn't sure. Yeah. He's human. It's It's okay. You're human. You're going to have doubts. The devil's going to put thoughts in your mind. But they're not yours. They're the devil's thoughts. And you've got to discern the difference. That this is, no, down here, this is different. This is, no, I just, no, no, not hearing that. I don't believe it. Because there's something real down here. Amen. So, you know, even a prophet like John the Baptist, one of the greatest men who ever lived, had some doubts. So don't beat yourself up over that. Don't let the devil keep you pushed down because you've had some doubts. So we're going to skip over a little bit here. Satan will constantly punch at you until you're finished here on earth. I don't like that quote. But it is true. So what do we do when somebody's punching at us a whole bunch of times? We sit there and take it? No, you don't have to. Amen. You cover up the punch. Amen. You block it.
Right.
And you do what it takes.
Amen.
Block the punch.
Amen.
Stop it from coming. What does that mean? Hey, you might have to kick the internet out of your house. You might have to, look, I don't care what it is, but man, if you're getting punched, man, block the punch. If you got to use legalism for a while, that's a perfect example of where legalism can be good.
Amen.
I don't mind a little legalism in a case like that where you're trying to gain strength and get stronger and get something away from you because you're having problems with it, and I need to gain strength so that I can overcome that. Hey, legalism's good there.
Amen.
So whatever it takes, but we've got to cover up that punch. We've got to know our enemy, and we know ourselves. And I mean, let's not kid ourselves. If I ask you, hey, what's that one spot that the devil has on you? I think that's one of these quotes here is, yeah, he's got somewhere, remember, Satan's got a punch coming at you. Don't care who you are, he's got a right for that one punch. Which had you rather be? That punch, be blind or an arthritic sitting in a chair or be nervous? See, but he's got somewhere he can punch you. He's got a right to that open place. Now that's the spot you got to keep covered all the time. So I ask you, do you know where that spot is? Yeah, I know. Painfully aware. Been punched many times. Cover up that spot. Amen? Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal members. Is what, or yield ye your members unto sin, is what it says in Romans. So Brother Branham says the musicians can come. Brother Branham says in the power of the devil. When you're really badly tempted on something, if you'll just make Jesus your refuge, shut your eyes and pass right by it, it'll be the sweetest experience that you ever went through. See, it was after Samson's. See, I did that. It was after Samson's greatest fall that he had his greatest victory. So shut your eyes. Let Jesus be your refuge. And it'll be the sweetest experience that you've ever gone through. Amen. Our blindness, Satan's lies. Brother Jack, if you'll come.
Praise the Lord. I think everybody here tonight would say we heard from heaven. You know, it's almost like you feel like the entire church should be at the altar. Just seeking the Lord, you know, because all of us are guilty in some way, shape or form, and we thank God for his word that brings conviction. Amen. Because in the midst of that, we get closer to God. Amen. Brother Trevor, we appreciate you tonight. We have to get ourselves to a point in our Christian walk where when we hear God's voice, we got to respond to it. Amen. The scripture tells us that the day you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. And he walked through the whole thing because I think all of us go through that, you know, where we, you know, well, I don't want nobody think nothing about me. It's what God thinks about you. It's what God thinks. It's not about what everybody else thinks. It's what God thinks. And, you know, I have a prayer request here that I have to take before the throne of God. And while I'm praying for this person, I want you to think about this. When I read this, you're sitting here now, but after you've heard the word of God, you could leave here and you could end up in the same condition that I'm going to read. And if you were to end up in that condition, would you be able to stand before God and say, I took advantage of my opportunity that I had, or Lord, I rejected when you gave me an opportunity? Somebody asked prayer for a young man that just got shot in the head. While you're sitting here and hearing the word of God, this young man just got shot in the head. And we're going to pray for him. But if that were you, if you were to leave here and they put in a prayer request for you that, you know what, they were at the red light and people got out shooting and they got hit. They were not even expecting. You know, they just got hit. They got shot. Would you be able to leave church and say, Lord, I took advantage of the opportunity I had that night after Brother Trevor spoke? If you couldn't say that and you know that things are not right in your life, don't care who's looking. Go to the altar and make things right with God. Lord, I need more of you. I don't want my life to be like Samson. I want to take advantage of it. The altar's open for anybody that wants to come. Bow your heads. We're going to pray over this young man that's just been shot. God, you see this request. Somebody, Lord, shot in the head. And Lord, when we hear things of that nature, I know, Lord, the doctors usually don't give the person a chance. But God, we're praying that you would give this young man a chance. We don't know if he knows you or not. We don't know when. God, we just know that whatever's happened, lives are being changed right now. Lord, we ask that you would move on the scene. There's a family that is affected by this. Two families. The shooter's family is impacted by it. The person that's been shot is impacted by this. God, only you can intervene and only you can move on the scene at this time. And Lord, I don't think it's by chance that this prayer request would even come forth here tonight after we've heard such a word from heaven. God, here we are. In your presence, we have opportunity to make things right. Lord, if there's anything in our life that is not right, you don't want us to leave here with those things still in our lives. And God, we know that even after we leave the altar and after we leave the church, there's things that we have to go home and get right. The Bible tells us to lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily besets us. So God, if there's anything in our life, we need to let it go. We heard that tonight, Lord. Oh God, we can't pray and ask you to give us strength to let it go. We have to let it go. Oh God, I pray, Lord, that your people would be sensitive to your voice and that they, oh God, would, amen, respond to you. For it's you speaking through your servant. It's you, Jesus. All of us stand in need of you. Even I stand in need of you tonight. Oh, God, I don't want anything coming to my life that would hinder my time with you and, Lord, my relationship with you. I don't want anything in my life that would do that, oh, God. I don't want to just go through the motions when I come to church. But, God, I want to be real. I want to love you more than I love anything else in this world. God, that's my desire. That's my heart, oh God. Oh God, I just pray for this congregation tonight that has heard this word. Oh, God, don't let it just go in one ear and out the other, but may it register in somebody's heart tonight. You dealt with your servant, Lord, to bring this sermon, and there's purpose for it. It's purpose for it, God. And God, we're grateful that you would take the time just to speak to us. You didn't have to do it, Jesus, but you did. Forgive us of every sin. Forgive us of every shortcoming. Forgive us of every failure in our life, oh God. Forgive us, Lord, right now. Oh God, we pray. Change our hearts, Lord God. Make us ever true. Change our hearts, oh God. Let us be more like you, Jesus. Oh God, you're the potter with the clay. Just mold us and make us into what you would have us to be, oh God. Oh, that's what we pray for tonight. Lord, this young man, we just commit him into your hands. His name is Gilbert, God. We commit him into your hands, Jesus. Lord, work a miracle on his behalf. I know if it were my son, I'd want somebody to pray for his life. And God, that's all we can ask for is his life, Lord. But we pray that his life would be changed by this event. And may others recognize the power of the living God. Oh, may they recognize it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. Come on, say that with all your heart. Change my heart. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. You are the potter. You are the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me. This is what I pray. Change my heart. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. Come on, say it again. Change my heart. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. Hallelujah. May I be like you, Jesus. May I be like you. You are the potter. Say you are the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me. Mold me and make me. This is what I pray. You are the potter. Say you are the potter. I am the clay. Hallelujah. Oh, mold me and make me. This is what I pray. Come on, say it again. You are the potter. Say you are the potter. I am the clay. Hallelujah. Oh, mold me and make me. This is what I pray. Oh, change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you, Jesus. Come on. May I be like you. One more time. Change my heart, oh God. Change my heart, oh God. Make it in. Change my heart, oh God. Hallelujah. Let me be like you. Come on, give him praise tonight. Somebody worship the Lord tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be his holy name tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just feel his presence in this place. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Come on, tell him thank you tonight. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I glorify you. I exalt you in this place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Holiness. Holiness is what I long for. Come on, y'all, help me sing it tonight. Holiness is what I need. Come on, everybody, sing that song tonight. Holiness. Say holiness. Holiness is what you want from me. Come on, do it again. Holiness, holiness. Oh, everybody say holiness. Say holiness is what I long for. Say it's what I need. Well, say holiness, yeah, yeah. Lord, is what you want from me. Yeah. Take my heart, take my heart. Transform it. Come on. Take my will. Conform it. And conform it to yours, to yours, to yours, to yours. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Come on. Take my heart. Take. Transform it tonight, oh God, and trans. Come on, take my will, oh, and conform it to yours, oh Lord, oh, righteousness, eh? Righteousness, righteousness, righteousness is what I long for. Oh, righteousness is what I need. Oh, see, righteousness, hey, is what you want from me. Come on, say it again. Faithfulness, faithfulness, faithfulness. Oh, say faithfulness. Faithfulness is what I long for. Faithfulness. Bible say, faithfulness, faith, faithfulness. It's what you want from me. Oh, 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 take my heart, take my heart and mold it. Come on, sing with all your heart. Take my mind, transform it, yeah. Hallelujah. Take my will, oh, and conform it. Come on, to yours, to yours, oh Lord. Hey, take my heart and mold it, Jesus. Come on, take my mind, transform it. Say, hey, take my will tonight, conform it, conform it to yours, 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 oh Lord. Say it again, to yours, to yours, to yours, oh Lord. Say to yours, to yours, to yours, to yours, yours, oh Lord. Come on, take my heart, take my heart, take my, Lord, and mold it. Yeah, take my mind, transform it. Take my will, God, and conform it to yours, oh Lord, to yours, to yours, to yours, to yours, oh Lord, one more time, to yours, to yours, to yours, to yours, oh Lord. Holiness, say, holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness, what I need. Say, holiness, holiness, what you want from me. It's what you want from me. It's what you want from me. Come on, it's what you want from me, Jesus. Say, it's what you want from me. Say it again, y'all. It's what you want from me. Is what you want from me. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody worship him tonight. Somebody bless him tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Jesus. Take my heart and mold it. Take my mind, and transform it. Oh God, take my will.
transform it. Lord, take my will and conform it to yours, to yours, oh Lord. Come on, one more time. Take my heart and mold it. Take my mind, transform it. Oh, take my will and conform it to yours, to yours, oh Lord, to yours, to yours, to yours, oh Lord, and to yours, to yours.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We thank you, Father. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you. Wash us, cleanse us, purge us. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, we praise you for your anointing in this place. We don't want to leave the same way we came. Your prophet told us that we can leave one or two ways. We can either leave better Christians or we can leave worse. Lord, we're determined to leave better. We thank you, Lord, for your spirit that comes to confirm your word. Thank you for washing us, cleansing us, purging us, sanctifying us. Lord, under this anointing, we just rededicate ourselves to you. Oh, God, those areas in our lives that we're going a little slack in, help us to pull up the slack, Jesus. Help us to pull up the slack, Lord, to be sensitive to your voice. Just draw us closer, closer to thee, oh God, closer. Oh God, oh God, we need more of you. We need more of you. We need more of you. We need more of you, Jesus. We need more. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. God, you told us if we draw nigh to you, you would draw nigh to us. Oh, we come closer to you tonight, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we worship you. We worship you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God, we say amen to you. So be it. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your minister. Thank you for your presence. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. There's nothing wrong with worshiping. There's nothing wrong with worshiping. Oh God, there's nothing wrong with worshiping. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen.
Let your life say amen.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, we can worship him just a little bit.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen.
Come on, say it with all your heart. Let the church say.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen.
God has spoken. Let the church say. Glory. Hallelujah.
Let the church say amen.
Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Yeah.
Say amen.
I added this part.
Let the sick say, I'm healed. Let the sick say, I'm healed.
God has spoken.
God has, let the sick say, I'm healed.
Come on.
Say, I'm healed.
Come on, do it again.
Let the sick say,
let the sick say, I'm,
let the sick say,
say, I'm healed.
Come on, God has spoken.
Let the sick say,
whoa.
Hallelujah. I got another part. It says this.
Let the poor say, I'm rich. Let the poor say, I'm rich.
God has spoken.
Let the poor say, I'm rich.
Hallelujah. Come on, say it again with all your heart.
Let the poor say.
Let the poor say.
God has spoken.
Let the poor say. Oh, just one more. Listen to this. Hallelujah.
Let the bound say, I'm free.
Let the bound say. Now listen.
He who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Come on. Help me say it again.
Let the bound say. Let the bound say.
Oh.
He who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Come on, say it again.
Oh, let the bound say.
Say.
Let the bound say.
Oh.
He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Come on, let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Oh, let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say, come on, somebody. Oh, one more time. Let the church say amen. Say amen. Let the church say, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. Yes, He has. Oh, sounds so good. Let the church say amen. 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 Oh, God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. We say amen. So be it. Let the church say, everybody say amen. God has spoken. Oh, come on one more time with all your heart. Say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Yes, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. Once more, Lord. Once more, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes. My Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God, we praise you tonight. Lord, we praise you. We bless you. We adore you tonight, Jesus. We adore you tonight. Jesus.
Jesus. These waves of glory are over our souls. Waves of glory are over our souls. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Bless the name of the Lord. My. Thank you, Jesus. Church, I believe God got some great things in store this weekend. And typically, when revival is about to strike, the first phase of it is repentance. And that's what God was bringing tonight, just a message of repentance. And if you could just enter into the Spirit, I think God got some great things in store this weekend. Glory to God. We leave here on tomorrow. We have the service planned in Okeechobee, and I believe God just going to take us another step higher. And if we go back on Sunday mornings to our various services, and God will take us another step higher. And amen. And the final service will be on Sunday night in Boynton Beach. Brother Trevor will be speaking there for Brother Gene and the believers there at Bride of Christ Tabernacle. And you know, I tell you what, God got some great things in store for us this weekend. But God can't get started till we get cleaned up first. Amen. It starts with a cleaning up first. Hallelujah. You know, praise God. Praise God. You have to empty out before he can fill you up. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, don't let your people let this pass. Don't let them let this weekend pass, God. Don't let them let it pass. Oh, Jesus, you want to do something special. Oh, God, don't let them let it pass. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. My God, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, God. We acknowledge your presence in this place, Lord. We acknowledge your presence in this place. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, my God, my God. My Jesus. Open the eyes of our heart, Lord. We want to see you. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Lord, be with us. Lord, we try to leave this place, but not your presence. We don't want to leave your presence. Go with us, oh God. Jesus, pray, Lord. We don't want to say anything. We don't want to do anything that might, Lord, that might hinder your spirit. We just want you to have your way, God. We want you to have your way. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing here in our midst. Oh, God, I feel like there's a, Lord, a purging, a washing taking place even right here, Lord. Wash us over again in your precious blood. Oh, God. Lord, as we prepare our hearts even for tomorrow, the service, Lord, in Okeechobee, may this same anointing just meet us there. And God, may the Holy Ghost just have its way in the service. Use the minister to speak the word of God. And amen. Lord, just such a presence. May it be there, Lord. And as we're going to service on Sunday morning, God, we feel like there's more that you have in store. Even Lord Samson, like it was said here tonight, Lord, after his greatest fall, he had his greatest victory. So may somebody experience victory in their life this weekend, God. Oh, God, a tremendous victory in the love divine. May it be experienced, Father, tonight. This weekend, Father, is our prayer. Every last one of us need to experience it, Lord. We all need it, Jesus. Oh. Wash us, God. Cleanse us, purge us. Everything that's in us that's not like you, Lord, take it out. Take it out, Jesus. We want more of you, God. Oh, in Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my. His presence is real. You can be seated. You can be seated. We'll be leaving on tomorrow at 3 o'clock. We'll meet here at the church, going over to Okeechobee, leaving here at 3. We want to thank the Lord for the saints from Boynton Beach just being with us on tonight. Amen. God bless you all. Brother Gene's the pastor there. And now I'm not sure, but I know some of these saints live in Miami and drove all the way up to be with us in service tonight. We thank God for you. I pray that you got your blessing. Amen. Amen. It's always a blessing and pressing. Always a blessing and pressing. So we thank God for you. Tomorrow we'll be leaving here at 3 to go, amen, to Okeechobee. And let's take this same anointing with us and look for God to do something special. Amen. In the service on tomorrow. And just be prepared. This weekend, God going to do something real good for you. Amen. Real good for you. I believe that. Amen. God richly bless you. The brothers will come at this time and they'll dismiss you. Amen. Unless, if we can, I just want to ask everybody if you can. I know you might want to talk a little bit, but try to limit how much you talk. We don't want to get out of this atmosphere and go into a whole totally different atmosphere. Amen. Let's try to keep this. Let's cherish this. Amen. So God bless you.